call this meeting to order and welcome you all back from a, I'm sure, a very productive summer break. I would like to extend a special warm welcome to Tanya Adams to this important position. We believe that Tanya has much to contribute, especially given her PSSC experience, and look forward to working with her. So welcome, Tanya. And I also would like to welcome to the first public meeting our acting interim superintendent, Catherine Blaney. I did remember her name. And if I hadn't, I'm sure she would.
That one I remember.
We're having a bit of a moment because when I forget words, sometimes Jane can't remember them, and so we've always counted on the superintendent to remember them, but the interim superintendent has pointed out to us that she has the same problem we have, so there may be times when one of you will have to just fill in a word for me. We have some consent items on the agenda. To begin with, I would like to remove from the agenda under new business First Nations deck vacancy. That doesn't need to be addressed at this meeting. Other than that, we have approval of the agenda, approval of the minutes of June the 8th, approval of the deck calendar, and approval of the planning cycle, all under consent items. Are there any questions or issues with any of those?
Were you moving the deck goals from this agenda?
No, I think we'll just have a...
speak to it at
yeah.
the time.
Seeing nothing, then, are those items all approved by consent? And I don't have any business arising from the minutes that I know of. There may be something later that you say that should have been under business arising from the minutes, but does anyone else have anything? Seeing none. Correspondence. You have on the portal information about a conference on October the 26th by Safer Schools Together, and they will be presenting a plan for utilizing technology and social media for emergency management in schools. They have made, or the district has made arrangements for us to have three seats at that conference. I will be taking one of them, so I'm interested in hearing if any of you can let me know now that you are interested. I know you haven't had much time to look at it.
What's the timing of it again?
It's October the 26th from 9 to 4.
No, I think that's a Wednesday.
That's a Wednesday.
Thursday.
Thursday. But it is not a DEC meeting day. Am I right?
That's correct. Yeah. It's a week before.
Yeah.
Where will it take place?
In Fredericton at the Woo Center.
You have room for one more?
We have room for two more. We had room for three, and I'm taking one of the seats. Andrew, did you have
I'd be interested.
You'd be interested? If we have more than two, then we can do a draw. We can handle that however you'd like.
I would be interested if there's room, but I do have a couple things, so.
If somebody else is interested?
Yeah.
I'd be interested, yeah.
Is there someone who isn't sure and wants me to?
I would be on any backup
list. Okay. So, for now, we have Terry and Andrew and myself. And we will come back with a report for you. So Terry and Andrew will take notes. That's what Mark would have done if he was going. So. And the other item under correspondence is we just received today a reminder of the Student Leadership Conference. This year, that will be in Fredericton on November the 2nd, which is the day of a DEC meeting in Fredericton.
Are you thinking?
Yes. I pumped it up twice. You did that on purpose, didn't you, Jay?
I wish I had.
Mark, so she gets it next time, too.
Yeah.
So last year, if you remember, actually the Student Leadership Conference is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and maybe Sunday. But last year, if you remember, some of us attended on the Thursday. We went there in the morning and met with the students from this district. And so there's an invitation for us to attend again to meet. There wasn't any requirement over numbers or anything like that. As many of us as could be there was good. Mm-hmm. And because it's the same day as a DEC meeting, there isn't any extra cost to having us be there. So we have a meeting between now and then, so we can confirm. But just put that on your calendar and check to see if you have time. It was very interesting to meet with those students last year and talk to them. At our planning session in St. Andrews, we talked about a student representative on the DEC, and we talked about contacting the student leadership group to see if they might be interested in helping us out with having a student representative on the DEC. I didn't get a clear directive to contact them. So if you have, if you'd like us to go in that direction, this might be a good time for us to have a motion that I write to the mayor.
Not a motion, but just you have student representative on your new business coming up.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, I don't know if that was your intention then. Or
sure, we could do it now, or we can do it then. Are you suggesting you want to do things in the right way?
No.
Because you do? Okay.
I have an opinion on student representation.
Okay. All right. We'll hold off on that then. And that's all I have for correspondence.
That's what I do.
Madam Secretary, do you have anything that I've forgotten?
This is based on that.
Oh, yes. Okay. The conference that Andrew and Terry have put up their hands to attend with me, Catherine has a little bit more information on that.
So when Sam Jundner is here, he's going to do a two-day session with some principals. You're invited to the second day. But Wednesday evening, there's a parent session, and it's called Parenting in a Digital Age. We are organizing it to occur in FHS in the Thomas Morris Theater.
Thomas Morris Theater.
Thank you. That session will be live streamed to 10 high schools throughout ASDW. So the high schools that it will be streamed into are Southern Vic, Woodstock, Carleton North, John Caldwell, Nakwik, OHS, Minto, Harvey High, CMBA, and Leo Hayes High School. You will receive an invitation from Jason requesting you to help host on those satellite sites. So if you can put that date into your calendar, October 25th, it is from 7 to 9. And you will receive an invitation to help host those sites for us. So to provide an opportunity for parents all through the district to listen in without needing to travel to Fredericton.
Just Just where it's involving technology, I'm wondering if you'd be better suited if I sent my 10-year-old. She would probably know more than I would, but.
Now, the sessions at Fredericton High School, the live session, who's that open to?
All parents.
And children?
It's meant for parents. It's talking about, they call it netiquette.
Yeah.
So how etiquette for the net and how to keep your children safe using the net and whatnot.
So it might be at your level anyway, Mark. You could always have your daughter handy by telephone to text her to ask questions if you can.
I've gone to similar. They're very good.
Okay. Yeah.
What time is that at?
7 to 9 on October 25th.
Then I'm sure there's another meeting in Fredericton on that day.
On the 25th?
3:30-ish.
What is it?
That is one you sent out an email.
That was September.
Oh, it's October 25th?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I apologize. That's why you're looking at me kind of funny.
No, we don't.
Thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
Apologize for that.
You did. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So moving into new business. We've talked in the last 5 years that I've been on the deck about putting some of our time at our meetings towards recognizing things that are happening in the district, good things that are happening in schools, celebrations, and maybe sometimes just different things that other schools or some schools might not know about. So I'm wondering if there's any interest around the table for us to proceed with something along that line. I see one head nodding. I don't hear any noise there, but
yes. Very much, although I have nothing now, but that's a very good idea. We've talked about it longer than that, even before this thing.
Okay. Do we have a time? Do we want to set a time limit or a number of recognitions per meeting? Oh, yes.
I wonder if it makes any sense to add an agenda item towards the end of the meeting that does a little round, and then if there's people that have anything happening in their area, that would be a good opportunity to talk of, you know, just announce things and acknowledge things and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, after committee reports?
Yeah.
Mark. So in 17, we did it at the end. And it worked well, except if our meetings went a little long, people were like, anything to report? No, no. So when I saw it here, I thought, that's a good idea and a good change. I'm certainly not opposed to Jane's suggestion. I just know that we always did it at the end, and I'm just wondering if there was a format where, you know, we almost start our meeting with that.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I like that concept, but...
Yeah, maybe after the consent items?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Jane?
Oh, fine, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Any other comments on that? Okay, that's a good place for it to have. Do you like the suggestion of doing a round?
Yes.
Yes?
And I'm wondering, do we have any district community schools coordinator position? Any hours? In that position currently, I know it was vacant, because I'm wondering, there, you know, I know before that an email went to all schools and then you gather information and, you know, we may not always, as DEC depends on when the meetings are, but if there could be something coordinated, and I wouldn't want it to fall on our superintendent's shoulders or any one person, but if we had that coordinator, and I don't know if we do at this office anymore, would be a suggestion to get something from someone.
You mean to do as part of the round?
Well, just kind of submit a report. You know, it would be a one sheet, and whatever comes from schools, it wouldn't necessarily be read, but if there was things from my schools or yours or Wallace's, you know, we could highlight that in our round.
Okay.
but it, there would, it would make sure there's a printed report at every meeting. You know, if one person was tasked with that, I see advantage to that.
Well, we can check into see whether there is time available and what staff have.
So is the purpose this celebrating for you to bring in something that's happening within the schools that you serve, or is it, are you looking for just a report across ASDW from one of the school community?
I would prefer the latter, that we are celebrating, that we are all celebrating what's happening in the whole district, and that if we have special things from the area where we're from that might not be noticed by anyone else, then we could bring those. But I think we need to stop owning our schools, because they're not our schools, they're everyone's schools. So
yeah, so celebrating something, I guess what you said at first about celebrating some of the things that are going on in ASDW West, you know.
And what about, you know, at one time we had a school band come and perform when we met in a school. You know, that band that performed for us at the Spring Symposium, if we ever had an opportunity to have something like that at a meeting, would you be interested in that? Or what are they called? Symposium? No, it was at the symposium. What are they called? That school band that performed.
Orchestra?
Signal?
Yes, they Signals. Are, and they are an orchestra, but what was their name? Thank you, though, for the word.
Way to be on top of it, John.
Should be where I can.
Anyway, do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, you don't, because you weren't there. No. They were amazing.
They were
amazing, the kids that played. They were...
Some in of St. John, you mean? Yeah.
It was a district-wide.
Yeah. Some of them were smaller than their instruments. Like, they were... Sorry.
Their needs are blank.
He's not looking, so that's all right. All right, so if you hear of, or you know of something, you know, I don't know, the student who wins the orating contest or that kind of thing, you know, it wouldn't hurt to hear some of the talent that we have.
Maybe a good format to follow to get started would be that if somebody hears of something good going on, they send it to you, and it becomes on our agenda under consent items, and you would make the announcement, and then...
Sure. ASD Limelight is also an area that you can go on if you tweet, because it's a site that we use to celebrate all of the good things that are going on in the district.
Everybody get that? ASDW
Limelight. Don't you have to be a twit to do it? I mean.
Would have to be a habit, an account, yes.
So it's on the Twitterverse.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to be a
tweeter. You can get it.
You can get the tweets without being a
without being a twit. Twitterer.
But that is a great source of recognition.
Yeah.
Is one thing. One place.
Is that a link? That.
Would like you like us to come and demonstrate for you?
No. I'm just saying if.
Is it a link?
If it could be sent out to everyone, some
I think it's on. It's on our website.
It's on the website. On the side. And
so
we'll feed into it
all the
time.
Absolutely.
Are you looking for the Twitter one? Or? Oh, no, I can find it. I'm just saying if someone can, if there's a link, just send out this.
I just typed in ASDW Limelight,
and
it came right up, so I'm following.
Okay.
And again, it's things are shared constantly about what's going on in schools.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and that's basically what we want.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Do we all have a copy of... Am I right? You all have a copy of the goals? That I made a rough stab at putting together some of the things that we talked about in St. Andrews for our goals for this year and for the next 3 years of our mandate. Interested in hearing what you might have to say about those. Yes, Mark.
Thank you very much for these. Hard work from our retreat, both sides, very good. Certainly for me, I would like to see us maybe bring it back at our October public meeting for an approval, but we want to go through some notes from St. Andrews and digest it, but good work on, I know you and Jane and probably Catherine met on that, so very good, but that's where I'm at.
Okay.
I would second that.
Okay. We're not making a
motion. Okay, well.
Yeah. Does anyone disagree with that? Is there anyone who is intent on having us pass goals tonight? Okay, that sounds like a good idea to me. And you will come back next time prepared to make some suggestions on those. Orientation planning. We have had some people step up to the plate and offer to coordinate planning for PSSCs. We're offering one planning session in each of the three education sites, but with the caveat that if there are areas outside of those who would like to have their own training sessions, so for instance, if the people in McAdam want a training session and don't feel they can get to the one in Fredericton, then we will do that. We've just found in the past that we've put on a lot of training sessions and not had a whole lot of people attending. So I can't remember. I didn't write down the names of the people who were looking after each area, but I think, Jane, your name was mixed in with the Fredericton group. You're first. Do you have a suggested date for yours?
I, as a matter of fact, I think we looked at, you got a real calendar.
Nice.
Where do you want October?
Yeah. Is this October?
We were thinking of
doing it on Monday.
After Thanksgiving Monday.
After Thanksgiving Monday. So, no, we decided we couldn't do it on a Monday, so maybe on the 11th of October, a Wednesday.
Catherine, I forgot to mention to you that we generally have a staff person. You may have noted that anyway. So often a staff person, and if that's not possible, then one of the principals usually stands in. But someone to be there just to answer questions for the district.
And I was going to ask Carol to see if we could have that Fredericton 1 at Bliss Carmen.
Yes, okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
October the 11th. Yes, Sean.
Sorry, I'm actually out of town that week and I wasn't available last week. Is there any way we could shift it up or back a week so I could attend?
Well, let's go back to the calendar.
Could you come back to town early?
They have a PSSC meeting that night.
Well, that might be a good night to have it then.
Liz Carmen does.
That might be a good night to have it then. Let's look at the 4th then, October the 4th.
Oh, I've got a meeting that night.
But you were at the one last year?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's Sean speaking because he couldn't be at the one last year.
Oh.
So there's no intention that all DEC members will be at...
Oh, I thought we could tell her. Okay.
I don't know how much that will interfere with your north side schools, but that's also the night of the Sisters in Spirit vigil at St. Mary's for murdered and missing women. There's a vigil that night as well, so I don't know if that will make any impact on your decks or not, or your PSSCs or not.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
When we were at our working session, the group of us from this part of the district had thought that we could handle our own individually.
Okay, can we just hold on and get the spread of Tumon confirmed first?
Oh, I thought that was confirmed, sorry.
So, at Bliss Carmen?
Yeah.
Are you thinking October the 4th? You can be there that night?
Oh, yeah, as long as it's after 6:30.
Okay. Terry and Jane?
Yeah.
After 6:30. And that's...
And Stephanie
PSSC
can't be there.
Is at 6:30, but we sometimes do it at 6, so maybe I'll move it back to 6. And you want me to talk to John about that, or are you just going to do that?
I can send him an email. I just didn't know what time the PSSC meeting started.
Okay, it's at 6:30.
6:30,
okay. So, Heather, this part of the district, you've decided, or you are thinking that you can do them separately?
That's what we talked about when we were at the planning meeting.
Okay, so do you have a date for your area?
Maybe I'm speaking
What we is a good start.
What we had discussed was there were huge geographically in terms of going from Nackwick or all the way up to Edmundston. So what we had talked about was that in each of our own sub-districts, we would put it out to the principals of the schools that we had and let them know that we would do our sessions. We could do them individually. We could do them within our own sub-district if there were a group. We did ours last year, and Andy and I were there, and there weren't very many people there. So we thought we might be able to get more people if we did it within our own sub-districts and did them separately. So I have sent out an email to my principals letting them know that I am free to do that. I could do it prior to a PSSC meeting or after a PSSC meeting. We all have the PowerPoint from last year. So, you know, we're just in the process of making arrangements, but we chose that we didn't think having one was going to hit the people that we needed to hit.
Okay. Were you at one last year?
Yes. Andy and I did that last year. We did this talking.
Okay. So in terms of having a staff person present?
Never found that.
Is that a requirement?
Just always had one just in case there were questions or That's not helpful.
I guess I'm not. You know, it depends on what the others think. I'm not over.
We have sometimes used principals.
Right.
So if we didn't have a staff person available, then perhaps
we had more
principal.
Probably more staff people than we did attendees. So that's why we kind of thought we would change things up this year and do our own, and hopefully we would get more people, or we would get people that really needed it.
Fire support, and as she needed it, we committed to help her whenever she needed it.
Yeah. Okay. So the idea is that we make this announcement so that people who might not get the information through your principals would know when it's going to be held, right?
Well, the print. Yes.
So
the principals
no.
are supposed to be letting us know when PSSC meetings are.
Okay.
Already, so then we can, and the chairs are, some chairs are changing.
Yeah.
So once we know who chairs are, then we can send those emails out too.
Yeah, makes sense for me that the PSSCs in my area will be a while getting going because of numbers and so on. So that makes sense. So in terms of getting the information out, can that go on the district? Oh, it could be tweeted.
We could have Jason tweet it out.
Yeah. So just let us know, let Carol know when you have a date set, if you're going to do one. And
we will let Carol know.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And there may be several.
Yeah, that's okay.
So
yeah,
just keep it to the 120 characters and we're all good.
And Tanya, please reach out for someone else. And if they can't attend, then the rest of us have that collective responsibility as well. So someone will be there with you. You're not on this alone.
Perfect.
Tanya, did you get the PowerPoint?
I don't have. I'm just going to be set up tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stephanie.
I'm just wondering, since I do have a meeting that night, a PSSC meeting, what about parents at that meeting who might want to go to the orientation? Should I just let them know in advance that it will be occurring if they want to go to the orientation rather than the PSSC meeting?
Or it's possible the one we haven't yet hit is the Oromocto one, so they could go to
yes.
that one.
Okay.
I think that school isn't that far.
Yeah.
So, Mark Wallace.
We just talked briefly down there, I guess, in St. Andrews. Faith was under the assumption that her schools wouldn't come to Oromocto. So Mark and I said we'd probably do one in Oromocto for our areas, and one of us would go support her.
Okay.
So we haven't picked a date.
So do you want to let Carol know as well so she can get Jason to send that out to the public? And I assume you'll be letting the chairs or principals of the schools in your areas know.
Yeah.
It would be good to forward your information on to Faith as well, because even though the people might not go, there might be some who work in the Oromocto area who would be interested in staying after work to attend one there. So.
And I think it's important anytime we send any invitation out to schools to let them know that an alternative site or time or training can be
arranged.
We don't want to do one-on-one, but,
So along with sending that information to Jason, Carol, can you send it to all of us?
Sure.
So we're all aware of
where
and when the trainings are being held.
And we'll try and get a staff person.
Yeah.
As much as possible. To support.
It must be cold at the back of the room, Jane. They're turning.
And no,
on
not
this,
at all. Not
on this side of the front of the room.
I'm not in control.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay, I think we've covered all the. Miriam, you're going to work with someone in this area with Heather?
I can't do it. I'm tied up.
No, but just in terms of letting the schools in your
area
know.
It's already been set up.
Okay. All right. Great. Oh, yes, I did read that email. Thank you. Here is the item that I tried to move unsuccessfully. Student representation vacancy. We should have a by the Education Act, we should have a student representative on the council, and the council has been interested in that in the past. It's the logistics of it that have become an issue every time we've looked at it. So, Mark, did you say you had a suggestion or a comment or?
You know, my only thing is to reach out to student councils and get feedback and maybe meet with them outside of council. I just think I don't think that model works well with our DEC and all the high schools, but I certainly respect if, people feel that's necessary, it is in the act, but, I just don't feel it's a good model for our district to have one student represent. How many high schools do we have?
19.
So.
Yes, I agree, and given the difference in the kinds of high schools that we have, from very, very large to smaller. My intent to contact the student leadership group would cover some of the student representative councils, I think that's what they're called now.
Student councils.
Okay. Student councils. But not all of them participate in the student leadership conference. I don't know if that means that they don't all belong to it, or I don't
know
what that means.
To?
They choose not to. Sometimes it's money, sometimes they just don't have an interest in that. So with your comment about reaching out to student councils, if we did it that route through the student leadership group, we would be missing some, perhaps.
So what if we did something like in Oramucto Ed Center and Woodstock Ed Center, just because they're the farthest apart, and we invite all the student council leaders of the high schools, you know, to an evening. You can do two Thursdays. You do one in Oramucto, one there, and we prepare a little agenda. We talk to them about our role. They give us feedback about input in their high schools. You know, I know Moncton's done something similar to that. Or St. John's, sorry, has done something similar to that. But I think there could be great value. You could do it, you know, in October or November, or maybe November by the time they get started, and you could do it again in March. But anyway.
Aside from our regular meetings.
Our regular meetings.
Heather?
I'm just concerned about transportation. You know, if you're looking at this Ed Center, you know, you're looking at, there's St. Mary's Academy, Tobert Valley, Grand Falls.
Right.
You know,
So it'd be
a one-off about that.
Like one meeting, say in November, and they would have to get here. But it'd be better than if you had one student from one of the high schools sitting at the table and they have to travel to every meeting.
I understand that, but I'm just, you know, I think.
Is there a school more central for this area than this Ed Center? Like, that would take an Evanston and move it a little further south?
We're not Moncton, sorry, we're just.
We're having our own meeting.
What about hosting a meeting in Oramucto but having electronic communication technology for the others, where they could go to their own school or the nearest school?
Yeah. I think anything we do would be better than what we've been doing.
Better than not having anything?
Yeah.
Would that sound, and is there, Mr. Jay?
Colpitz.
Mr. Colpitz, sir. I can't believe I forgot your last name. Is there a better school, like more central than meeting here?
For my Ed Center?
For high school students in this.
Yeah, for your Ed Center. For Carleton North would be a little more central. Even somewhere in probably Carleton North would be more central for the whole Ed Center. We as directors of schools have been kicking around the idea around student leadership because part of our role is leadership and bringing students together with their school leaders, the school principals, to talk about schools and leadership within the buildings has been something we've wanted to do. So maybe we could work together and we could further talk with my boss later and try to work something out.
Your people would get together with our
people?
I'm just wondering about the evening daytime.
Yeah, we were thinking day, but we could work something.
Okay. Yes, Mark.
We would need evening, but I'm wondering if they were doing something afternoon, we provide a meal, and then a shorter evening.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll talk to you about that then. That sounds great. And maybe we could put a plug in with the other two directors.
Sorry.
Sure, we'll have a conversation.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good idea. All right, so we go from there rather than focusing in on the student leadership group. And, you know, we were looking at something there. We would have to ask for student be supervised and transportation would be on their end and that sort of thing. So this sounds like we might be reaching more students and a better variety. We can revisit it in, what month is it now, September? We can revisit it in December and see where we've gotten with it. And
okay.
Carol, can you make a note of that? Thanks.
December? Okay. Did you say December?
Okay. You have had an opportunity, hopefully, to look at the schedule of the other DEC meetings and a chance to decide whether you would be interested in visiting them, attending their meetings. There's nothing on my level that I can attend until 2020. No. But what were your thoughts? How did you have a chance to look at that schedule?
What schedule? Sorry, I missed something.
Did I ask you to post that?
Which schedule?
The DEC meeting schedule.
That's
that
posted.
One? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For our DEC?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, no. The other DECs.
The meeting schedule.
All three DECs. Four
on
DECs.
Our DEC or
all
the,
four
all
DECs.
DECs?
No. The one, okay. I just have a note here that says ask Carol to post. I obviously didn't do that.
Oh, for us to attend one of their meetings,
yes.
If we wanted to.
South,
okay.
West, North.
Yeah, I remember
South,
you
East,
talking
North.
About that.
Yeah. So I did not ask you to do that, okay? So you obviously haven't had a chance to look at them.
No.
Is there an interest in attending?
No.
Where is it?
Yes.
Could I see a show of hands of those who would be interested in attending a meeting of Anglophone South, East, or North? Okay, so that's mostly Fredericton area, am I right? Tanya, did you have your hand up? No. Sorry. So, you know, we could rent a van, a real, like a van, not a cubbyhole van, but a van, and go from Fredericton, that kind of thing. All right, so we will get that schedule up, and those of you who are interested can let Carol and myself know mm-hmm. what dates would work for you, and then we can go from there. And you come back to tell the rest of us how they run things. Yes, Mark?
So you say rent a van, like a regular van where we would just go as DEC members. You can't make it to any of the new chat.
Well, unless something might happen.
Okay.
But I don't have any that I can't say right now on October the whatever. I would be free to go to Anglophone South to their meeting. I did notice in the mm-hmm. schedule that our information sessions are printed, but the rest of them don't have information sessions printed.
Do we have, for the sake of proper communication, can you send out, is there a way to send out an email and you check what meeting is available, and like if the most of us are available for one meeting? I've had technology like that in other groups where you send it out.
Monkey survey?
Monkey survey.
I
do
the
same
thing. It's a calendar
thing.
You check off.
Yeah,
monkey survey.
Yeah.
Survey.
Doodle.
Doodle or Survey Monkey. Either one.
Yeah, doodle. I don't know if that's benefit from trying to coordinate.
Yeah, we could try something like that.
But
first we need to put up the big calendar, and you indicate, because there are three different districts, so you indicate which months you might be interested. That kind
yeah,
of thing.
If you do it through Doodle, though, everyone checks off which ones they can go to, and there's going to be certain ones where the majority can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Catherine knows.
We'll go there.
We can do that.
Catherine can do that, all right.
Catherine can't do it, but she has people that can do that. Let's be honest.
Jay, can you do that?
No.
I can do Survey Monkey.
There you
but
go.
I don't know.
Okay.
Carol can do that.
Somehow we'll get that out. Good. And I might even be able to go. Did I have that on the agenda?
No.
Visiting other decks?
It was on my handwritten agenda.
It's on my handwritten agenda, too. Somehow, I am so sorry. I have to apologize. This has been a very hectic 2 weeks, and I've just dropped the ball a couple of times. So we are now into superintendent monitoring reports.
So you will see up on the screen our mission, vision, and core values. And this is related to policy ER1 and ER4. ER1 is mission statement, ER4 is vision and beliefs, and I'm going to talk to them in tandem because they're connected. There are hard copies here if you need to be able to see and you can't see the screen. So if you need one, we have a pile here. And I trust that the council has read the reports that were posted last week. Both reports, both policies require the districts to clearly outline our expectations and to have a system to monitor to ensure that we are meeting excellence and improving. This vision, mission, and core values were reviewed in the spring of 2015 by senior admin and shared with staff at the district and school personnel for the 2015-2016 school year. So that we are going into our third year with this vision, mission, and core values. The senior administration team work with policy and with these documents to ensure that our decisions are based on those two things, policy and our core values. And it is shared with principals this August during a PL. And will be shared with our staff, our whole district staff meeting on October 2nd.
We had a question that was entered by email. Other than that, are there any other questions? Would you like a copy of that?
It's plastered everywhere.
We have a couple. Get the dust.
Thank you very much. And
so we have one more.
Emergency succession.
Yes. So as per policy, EL1, it is an expectation that we have individuals that can step up to ensure that the district and the DEC keep working if the superintendent has an emergency and is absent for an extended period of time. I have used my understanding of this role. I have used my working relationship with senior admin and my professional judgment to put two names forward. Those individuals have been notified and have accepted. So there is somebody to step up in case of the absence of the suit, in case I win the lottery, yeah. In case I am not here for an extended period of time.
Great. Any, yes, Wallace.
Oh, is this one that's kind of the first of every year? They change the people? Or?
It can, yeah. It's something that the superintendent would take into consideration who is around the senior admin table. And the skill sets and the expectation of the role of the superintendent. So it can change. It may not, but it can.
Okay. Thank
you. You're welcome.
It had to change this time because one person on that list got bumped to interim superintendent. I used the right word this time, didn't I? Yes.
Interim. Yes, okay. You did. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Committee reports. I have policy committee underneath that on our handwritten copy of the agenda, only because that's the only standing committee we have, I believe. So I think we're going to be working with the policy committee quite actively this coming year. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, and I mean, basically, we were waiting for some things last year. This year, we set the direction. So, yeah, I mean, the policy committee is looking forward to reviewing some policies and making changes. So sad we're on the policy committee. I have it marked down. But technically, if anyone wanted to be added or taken off, now might be a good time to discuss it. But, you know, we we'll always basically try to meet on the night of our meetings, usually try to meet a little bit earlier where possible, and go over the policies that are highlighted to change or monitor. And we've got a few on the list now, so.
And we had Sean, yourself and Sean, and who else? Stephanie?
Wallace.
Stephanie, you would like to join, or you were on it?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else? That's a good working number. Okay. And we have an ad hoc committee on superintendent hiring that will meet on September the 25th. And more to follow. Any other committees that I've missed or that we need? Do we have any public comments?
Record time, the meeting's 9 o'clock drive here.
That's what happens when you say, superintendent, we only want this long a report.
I really value it. Stephanie, I like your hair change.
Oh, thank you. I like the new way you're wearing yours, too.
Thanks. Less in the front.
Okay. Our next meeting is October the 19th. October the 19th. Yeah, we have meetings and we have working sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So October 19th.
Yes, Mr. Noel.
I wonder, just by way of proper procedure, we discussed maybe going on camera and we didn't write that in there.
Right.
But if everyone consents, then...
Could I have a motion to that effect?
Yeah.
Are you moving?
I would move that we adjourn this meeting and move in camera.
Okay. Could I have a seconder for that motion? Seconded for Sean. All in favor?
Aye.
Signify with aye.
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 Contrary-minded nay? Abstentions. All right, so we will move in camera, and
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll keep it this short every month, I'm sure.